When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shudder. And it is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. Wednesday. Oh, always so excited to be here. See your smiling face, even though it's rainy here in Los Angeles. Oh.
Hey, we love having you. We have a little bit of housekeeping before we jump into the show. So on Monday, Garrett was back, but I was doing Good Morning America on Monday, so I had to leave the house a little bit early. We had some technical issues, and Garrett's recording, his mic, was a lot lower than mine. So normally when I merge the tracks together, I try to blend them. I just didn't have time to do it and run to GMA. And then when I came back, I knew there was a problem, but it meant I'd have to delete the whole episode and put it back up. So there have been a few complaints, and I encourage you to let us know what you think here. Not only were a few people angry about the difference in the volume, particularly because mine was the loudest, so that looks a bit suspicious. I admit, I'd be like, Rob Shooter's turned everyone down. But also, too, I over-talked Garrett, and the reason it sounds like I did that is when I edited the two tracks together, I had to delete a lot of Garrett just so that you could even hear him at all. So once again, I apologise. I try, you know, I get it. I talk too much. You should have a drink with me. I can do a monologue for like an hour, Donnie, without even taking a breath. So I try so hard. It's something I'm really trying to work on, he said, after talking for 2 minutes. But I'm trying to work on, Donnie, letting other people speak.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it is the Naughty But Nice Show with Rob Shute. So, I mean, hearing your voice is not, you know, a bad thing. It's what we come for. But there are other voices. And I've been at a dinner with and a drinks with Rob. He's right. The man can talk. He can have a lot of words to say before you finish your vodka soda. But it's all fun. And we laugh the entire time.
Every word is essential. None of them. are essential. Maybe every other 20th word might be sort of relevant. I can laugh at myself. Hey, Neil Tees. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Big story at the top of the show. There's a report out that Tom Cruise missed the Oscars because he was avoiding his ex, Nicole Kidman. So Tom allegedly feels the need to stay away from his ex, Nicole Kidman. The 60-year-old, gosh, he looks good, doesn't he? 60-year-old actor was noticeably absent from the award show on Sunday, despite being nominated for 6 awards. And so he wasn't nominated personally, but he really is Top Gun, and they were up for Best Picture. And so he was not there, and people were suspicious about why he wasn't there. Now the Daily Mail is reporting he did not want an awkward run-in with Nicole Kidman, who he divorced 20 years ago, more than 20 years. So time to move on, everybody. I mean, 20 years, Donnie. If I'd broke up with you 2 years ago, I think I would have moved on. Two weeks ago, I might have moved on. 2 minutes ago, I'd still remember you. Yes. But 20 years later?
Sweetie.
I don't know.
You got to let it go. If this is true, Tom, sweetie, meet us at Batito's. I'll fly in. We'll have an intervention. You got to let it go, babe. You got to let it go.
You got to let it go. You got to let it go. Now, some insiders are claiming that that had nothing to do with it, that he couldn't be there because he was shooting Mission Impossible in the UK. But it's not that long a flight. Well, actually, it is quite a long flight, isn't it? Because it's not just to New York. You have to get to New York all the way to LA. It's a 12-hour flight. So they've got a good point, but he probably flies private. Now, Nicole and Tom, when they were married, they adopted two children together. Reportedly, both the kids are members of the Church of Scientology, like their dad. They don't see their mom very much anymore. Sources go on to say that they do believe that Nicole and Tom have met some sort of, reached some sort of compromise here. They don't co-parent, so they're not doing that, but they can be in the same room as one another. Plus, you have to remember, Hollywood's really small, so they will bump into each other. I think if Jennifer Aniston and Brad can be in the same room, which they were for the first time just a few years ago, then I think Nicole can be in the same room as Tom. I think they both would be civil, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I think Nicole would literally just be like, hey, Tom, like, hi, or maybe just say nothing. You just wave. It's just
wave.
It doesn't need to be a conversation. It doesn't need to be a, oh, let's rehash why we divorced 20 years ago. No, you just go, hi, how are you? How's Keith? How's everything? How's fun?
He says, as somebody that holds the grudge, Donnie, could you be in the same room as one of your exes?
Mm-hmm. I would want to be because I would look fabulous and the whole time they'd be staring at me wondering who I was talking to and I would love it.
And if you've got to bump into an ex doing it at the Oscars, it's pretty fabulous. Yeah. I mean, come on. I've bumped into people in the supermarket. Yeah. It's not so glamorous. I mean, you're going to look good because you've got your full hair and makeup on and I'm talking about the both of you. Tom has his makeup on too. So they're going to look fabulous. So I'm not quite so sure about this, but what do you think? Tom Cruise missed the Oscars to avoid Nicole Kidman. That is a report. Do you believe it? Yes or no? Do you think he missed it because he didn't want to see Nicole, or do you think he missed it because he knew he wasn't going to win? He wasn't nominated either in the Best Actor category. So it's a bit, I guess, embarrassing. I don't know. What do you think? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, Naughty Girls Here, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donny, what are you working on?
Oh, the Vanderpump Rules drama is getting out of control. Raquel, Tom Sandoval. Well, Andy Cohen now, of course. You know, Andy can't help himself. He's issuing a PSA for the upcoming episode of Pump Rules, saying you won't believe it. He said fans aren't going to believe that the new episode hasn't been edited since news of the affair dubbed Scandoval came to light. There's something I wanted to say about Vanderpump Rules, guys. You're going to watch Wednesday's episode, which is tonight. You're going to think that it was recut, okay?
Plug, plug, plug.
Yeah, he goes, Cohen warned that fans are going to be shocked to hear a conversation between Raquel, Lala, and Katie Maloney as he promised viewers that the footage was not touched.
Oh.
It's interesting that it's coming out to have to reassure us that it wasn't touched. I don't think I would have thought it was because we know it was recorded months and months and months and months ago.
They're just so good at creating publicity attention for these shows. I gotta say, Andy's like Barnum. He's the conductor of an orchestra, or maybe he's the ringmaster of a circus. That's a better metaphor for Andy, and he really knows how to whip up a fury. I believe that they didn't re-edit these episodes. I think it was already in the can. I think, to be honest, people on the show I spoke to said they all sort of knew all the drama. Like, obviously, it was bubbling up. I'm not the biggest fan of the Vanderpump show. I never have been. I like My Housewives. I've watched Vanderpump. I only watched it because I liked Lisa Vanderpump. So when she left the Beverly Hills Housewives, I followed her to the show. But she's not really on it. She's like Charlie in Charlie's Angels. It's not really about Lisa. I never got into the show. Do you like it, Donnie? Is it in your top five?
Definitely not in my top five. It's fun. It's like silly drama here and there. But I agree with you. It's like these people who, nothing wrong with them, but they were just a bunch of bartenders and servers at this restaurant that Lisa owned, which is fine. I was a bartender forever. But that's the thing. There's nothing going on. Like, it was hard for me to get invested.
Yeah. Nothing happens just an hour, for weeks and weeks and months. Nothing happens. Can I order another cocktail? That's all that ever happens. Yeah,
they just sleep with each other.
Nothing, and they all sleep with one another. Yeah. That's all that happened. I mean, I don't know why everyone's so shocked. The few episodes I watched, maybe a decade ago, I think the same storyline happened. Yeah, someone ordered a cocktail in the restaurant. Then they got some food that they didn't eat. And then two bartenders had a fight because one was sleeping with somebody. And I was just like, I get every episode. It's like Law and Order. Every episode's a formula. It's the same. Yeah. It's the same every week, isn't it? Okay, moving along. Harry and Meghan could get the cold shoulder from the royals if they attend the coronation. Oh, this is awful. So they've got an invite. They have not said if they're going to go. Yeah, it is over 5,000 miles. We were just talking about that with Tom Cruise. It is a flight. New York to London, not so bad. New York to LA, not so bad. LA to London, oof. That's a flight. So now insiders are saying that if they do turn up, they could get a cold shoulder from many relatives. One even went on to say, I hope they're seated in Iceland, which means far, far away from the rest of us. Much of the family wants nothing to do with them, said a source. If they do come to the coronation, we don't want to socialise with them. So it sounds very harsh. It does sound harsh, doesn't it? But what I'm told here, people don't trust them. So if you say anything to them, think of the most gossipy member of your family. It's you, Donny. Who in the family's got the biggest mouth? It's you, Donny. If you tell him something, he's going to tell everybody. And that's how they feel about the royals. Now, Donny does not have Oprah, I think, on speed dial, although maybe he has Gail, I'm not going to say. But this gets out, so they're all a bit nervous about them. I think this is the last report story the royals want out because they want them there. Charles has just named their kids. A princess and a prince. So they do want them there. So I think Charles will be nice, but he'll be busy. It's his coronation. He can't sit with you and chat. Busy.
He's busy.
He's working that day. So they're going to be sitting with the family members who have nothing really to do but to sit. And those are the family members who won't be so nice. It's like if you go to a wedding, the bride and the groom, you might love them. They're going to be busy. So who's at my table? Because I'm not going to be sitting by the bride and the groom. So I don't care how much I like the bride and the groom. Who at the table that I'm sitting with have I offended? And so before I say yes to a wedding, I want to know who's sitting next to me, Donny. I think it's a very wise strategy. And I think this could all blow up. Oh, gosh, everybody, can't we just get along? Donny, could you go if you knew they were going to be mean to you? Would you still go?
No, I wouldn't want to go. If I was like, oh, hey, guys, come to this fabulous event, but everybody's going to ignore you.
Thank
you. It's going to be fabulous, but nobody will talk to you. You want to come? No, I don't want to go.
No! Great food, free wine, maybe even a crown or two.
Yes.
A throne or two, but they're all going to be nasty. Do you want to come? No.
No!
I don't want to go.
I'll sit at home.
I'd rather be
in
a little dirty bar. Yes. People be nice, wouldn't you? And pay for my own drink.
Yes.
And have all those people be mean to me. Also, too, it's reported that they won't be allowed on the balcony of Buckingham Palace. Who's going to tackle them? I mean, who's going to say? Prince George. He'll say, get off. Yeah.
Sweetie,
why are you up here, you two?
Get off. Buddy,
this
get
is
off
for
mine.
The inner VIPs only. Oh, it's like when you go to silly clubs in New York and they have a certain section roped off and you can't go past that rope. I was like, watch me.
I can see the section, though. I can stand right next to the section.
It's a rope. I can jump over it. You can't go through there. I know. It's silliness. Hey, moving along. Tell us about some of the jokes that were cut from the Oscars. This is fascinating.
Well, the Oscar producers say harder Will Smith jokes were cut. Ooh. Didn't think it was our place to really go there. Though jokes about the moment were very present. Molly McNerney, an executive producer of this year's show, and Jimmy Kimmel's wife, let's not forget that, explained why her husband did not go harder. And because we didn't want to make this year all about last year. She goes on to say, I can't tell you how many Will Smith jokes that we actually had to get rid of. Now, Jimmy Kimmel did address it, obviously,
right
up in the front. He joked about it. And he's like, if anybody in this theater commits an act of violence at any point during the show, you'll be awarded the Oscar for Best Actor and permitted to give a 19-minute long speech. It's funny. And I agree with this. It's like, yes, it happened. But you can't make the entire show about last year.
Yeah, you're
year.
Right. Move on. Save those jokes. Because when you're next in New York, let's go for drinks and you can perform them at Bottino's. Like, can you imagine? After the Oscars, you want to go to Jimmy's house and hear the jokes that he couldn't tell.
Yes.
You know he's got them. I mean,
oh,
Jimmy, you should put him in a book.
Yeah,
I'd buy that book. Will you buy that? Or write them in an op-ed for the New York Times or something fancy.
Third time, right?
Yes, third time. I want all those jokes. So save them, save them, save them. But I think you're probably right. I didn't realise it was his wife that was the executive producer. What a power couple. I think she's the EP2 of his late night show, so that makes sense. Hey, quickly before we get a break, rumours that Riley locked Priscilla Presley out of Graceland are being shot down. So there was a rumour out there that Riley, that's Lisa Marie Presley's eldest daughter and sole executor of the estate at the moment, which they're all fighting about, recently stopped by Memphis, by the mansion, by Graceland, and changed the locks. Oh, the thought of it, Donna. Can you imagine her driving up with a screwdriver? Change the locks! I don't want my granny getting in the house. Well, now Graceland, which has been open to the public since 1982, they said absolutely no, the locks have not been changed. Now, you can tour the house, but the second floor remains private and sealed off to visitors. So maybe she tried to change the lock on the upstairs door. I don't know. They're saying that this didn't happen. It's very ugly here. So basically, it's a fight over Elvis's estate. Graceland is worth about $500 million, half a billion. And a lot of tourists go there. And the property itself and the connection to Elvis Presley makes it worth a fortune. So it looks like Lisa Marie's kids are going to inherit it. Now, two of the kids who are only 14. So their father, Michael Lockwood, who got divorced from Lisa Marie, he wants to represent the children. So he's going to get like an enormous say in the future of Graceland. And Lisa Marie hated him. Hated him. But now, because the kids are 14, he needs a proxy, a court-appointed representative, and he wants to do... Oh, it's messy, Donnie. Figure out your wills, everybody. Before you go... I have nothing... I know, Donna, you have nothing either.
Nothing.
I have nothing to leave you.
What do you want?
I know what you want. I'll leave you my microphone.
Take it.
I think you've got a better one than me.
Yes,
you don't even
I
want
do.
Mine, I know. I don't know. So figure it all out. It was very sad. It's awful when families fall out over money, isn't it? That's what's going on here. Money, 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 money. Mommy, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello to my mom. Get your estate all signed up to me. I'll look after it. Not Betty Ann or Christina Douglas. Imagine it. Send it to Robert. Oh, gosh. Oh, we're so naughty. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Donnie Meacham. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the polls.
Da, da, da.
Thank you, darling. Very crystal clear today. Have you been sucking on a mint or a cough drop? Is that what they're called?
I have been drinking a Red Bull.
Oop.
Gave Gorgeous. Me wings.
And good vocal rest. After Wednesday's show, Donnie doesn't speak. Until another week. Save it for Wednesdays. Okay. So our last show, we talked about fans defending Angela Bassett because she was very disappointed that she lost the Oscar. Now, should she have pretended to be happy? Should she have pretended she was not happy? Let's have a look. Split 50-50. Part of me here loves that she was honest. She was pissed. She wanted that Oscar. She thought she was going to win it. Everybody thought she was going to win it. She didn't win it. I like the honesty here, although I do think there is something to be said to just smile and clap. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Well, the nicest of the day. I just want to ask you, Rob, did you text old Dina Lohan?
We did indeed. Let's do our Lindsay Lohan story. Hit it.
Yes, yes. Lindsay Lohan is pregnant.
And
I think that is huge and amazing because I think if anything, she needs this. I think she's had a prickly relationship with her family, and I think this is her chance now that she's really come out of whatever dark cloud that was surrounding her, and she's gotten back into working, and I think this pregnancy is really going to kind of ground her to and give her maybe the family that she's kind of missed growing up that she didn't have, and I'm really, really happy and loving this second act for Lindsay Lohan.
I love it. She's 36 years old. Her husband, Bader's 36 years old. I think they're based in Dubai. And so she posted on Instagram a beautiful photograph.
Why not?
Of a little baby bodysuit with the words on it, coming soon. Hey, congratulations, Lindsay. I'm rooting for her. I always have. And we've seen her at her sloppiest because we lived in New York. I still live in New York. Donnie's in LA. But whenever we'd go out to the cool spots, she was always there, not looking very good. And so I'm really happy she's pulled it together. Our nicest of the day. Now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Khloe Kardashian has shaded her ex, Tristan Thompson, on his birthday. Oh, Khloe, saying, I hope you crave change. The reality star told the 32-year-old basketball player that she wished for him to continue craving change and healing and transformation. Chloe, can't you just say happy birthday? I hate when people try to get so clever and so smart and so witty. They just stumble over their words. I've done this. I've practiced. Oh, when I bump into him or her again, I know what I'm going to say. It's so clever. Oh, it's so witty. It's so cutting. Oh, it's going to change their life. And it doesn't. You think about it and think about it. You're being too clever for your own good here. Just say happy birthday. I know. And on people's birthdays, he's not a good guy. He's done her wrong. Let's be clear about that. But on his birthday, Donnie, can't you just say happy birthday?
Yeah, or say nothing at all. She didn't even have to make a post.
There you go, said the man who makes his living talking about other people. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's end with a moment of rob.
Terrible.
You get a rob, you get a rob, you get a rob, you get a rob. Transform your jealousy into admiration, and what you admire will eventually become part of your life. We talk about jealousy quite a lot here, but jealousy, we've got it all wrong. It's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. Jealousy is a lighthouse, showing you the direction where you want to go. It's showing you what you want in your life. It's a compass. It's a useful, useful tool. So the next time you feel jealous, don't be angry, don't be sad. Sit up, stop, and listen. And I promise you, what you admire about them will eventually become part of your life if you can transform jealousy into admiration. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can, and remember all together now, come on, Donnie, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.